Good evening again. In the olden times, normally pastors of the church, every Saturday, they go out and visit families in their homes. So one day, the pastor was going around visiting members of the parish, and he goes to one house, knocking, and nobody was answering. In fact, the man of that house, he was at the backyard. He was listening. Somebody was knocking at his door. So he came out and checked. It was a priest. I said, he didn't want to open. So he just went back to the garden, his backyard. And of course, the priest was waiting, so there was nobody answering. He took out his business card. His name was written on it. He wrote this verse from the Bible, from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 20. That is what he wrote. And then he put it under the door and left. And this man, he came to check if the priest is there or not. So when he checked, the priest was not there. What he found was that business card. He read it and said, oh, good. So, you know, the following Sunday, he went to the church with that business card. So this man, he wrote Genesis chapter 3, verses 10. And then he put it in the collection box. So, you know, these volunteers who were counting the money, they found that business card. So they realized that the name of the pastor was written on the business card. Oh, maybe someone put it, or the pastor himself put it there. Anyway, Father, they said, here is your business card. So he was surprised to see that card, and he saw it, and of course he found the answer. What, you know, the priest quotation from the Bible, from Revelation, is that, behold, I'm standing knocking at the door. If anyone listens to my voice, I will come in and die with him. And this man's answer was, when you came, I was in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked. You know, he felt that nakedness. So he could, you know, he didn't have the courage to come and meet the priest. Well, you know, sometimes we have also that kind of experience in ourselves. The first reading, Elijah, a man of courage, a prophet, appointed by God. Now, he escaped when the king threatened to kill him. Instead of facing him, he ran away. And God said, no, that is not where you're supposed to be. Come out. You know, he ran into the cave to hide himself. And God said, no. Come out. You're supposed to be on top of the mountain where everybody can see you. And look what happened to Peter. He was trying to walk on the water because he asked the Lord. And then the Lord said, come. So he started smoothly, very smooth. And somewhere he started to sing, because at the beginning he was focusing on Christ, and that's why it was smooth. When he started drifting his attention from Christ, then he began to sing. And this is what happens to our lives. Look, when we stay focused, then when we know where we are. I'm sure all of you know this man called Cesare Millan, or known as a dog whisperer from National Geography. He has such an incredible skill, you know, he's a dog behavior professional. How he manages to change the behavior of very aggressive and ferocious dogs, makes them to be very friendly. What is so amazing for me when I see when he's doing that is not his skills that he shows how he changed the behavior of the dogs, but his focus. You know, all the time, even if he's beaten by the dog, you know, he doesn't go to look for first aid. He continues staying focused until he achieves his purpose. And our life is like, you know, Peter walking on the water. A lot of storms, a lot of things happening around us, a lot of things trying to steal our attention, not to focus on Christ. There are so many things around us, you know it, and we know it from experience. The first reading, you heard God said, I'm coming. And Elijah was waiting. You know, the strong wind came, and God was not there. And then the earthquake, God was not there. And also the fire, not even there. Now imagine how God came to him and spoke to him in the stillness of the sound, the quietness of the sound. It says like God wants to come and talk to us in the stillness of our hearts. That's why in the Psalms, chapter 46, if you see, be still and know that I am God. It is in the quietness, in the calmness of our heart or in our lives that we can be able to talk to God and listen to him. It is not when we're distracted. You have seen Peter, when he started to get distracted, then he began to sing. So when our attention is taken away from us, and that is when we start to have doubts. Then that's when we start to have disillusionment in our lives. And then most of the time, we even doubt, you know, if God exists, because the whole of our attention is taken by other things. We're not focused. And sometimes, you know, when we pray, well, we always say, very easily get distracted, because our attention and the whole of our mind has been filled with so many other things. And we haven't given a place for Christ. So today's message in the gospel and in the first reading is, let us, you know, like Jesus himself, after he has fed the 5,000, he wanted to be alone. He wanted to have a quiet place where he can talk to God. So like Jesus, we also need quiet place, calmness in our hearts, in our minds, where we can be able to converse freely and friendly and as the children of God to Christ, where he can listen to us and then also where we can listen to him. Now, this message is also for all students who are going to start their class maybe this week and in the coming weeks. If you stay focused on your studies, I am sure you know, all of you, what, you know, the achievements. And also, we congratulated our newly married couples. I know all of you, you will learn from them. And also, you know, it's not, you know, marriage is not man-made. Marriage is divine. It has been given to us by God. So it is not ours. It's a gift that is given to us. And then we are offering him back as a gift he has given to us, and then we give him back the gift he has given us. That is a divine gift. And it needs a lot of focus and concentration in life. So we'll also keep them in our prayers and keep also the students in our prayers. And then all of us here, ask the Lord to be always strong in our prayer lives. If the prayer life in our lives is drained, is not there, if it is empty, it's very easily that we get distracted. Our attention, our focus is gone. So let us ask the Lord in this Eucharistic celebration that the Lord may give us always the strength, the grace, and the Holy Spirit we need to always be strong in our prayer lives, and also to stay focused on Him. Like, you know, it's a lesson from St. Peter. He started smooth, and then when his attention is gone, and he started to sing. So let us pray that we may always be focused and concentrated on Christ Himself in the whole of our lives. Amen.